Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. It's Thursday, March 6th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this afternoon. The nonprofit Roundabout Theater Company has just announced its 2025-2026 season, highlighted by three very different Broadway revivals. First up is the recent West End production of Oedipus, which concluded its brief run overseas in January, and earlier this week was nominated for four Olivier Awards, including Best Revival. Expected to reprise their roles from London are Mark Strong as Oedipus and Leslie Manville as Yocasta. Strong was last on Broadway in a 2015 revival of A View from the Bridge, and Manville will be making her Broadway debut. Further casting will be announced later. This modern retelling of the Sophocles tragedy shows Oedipus as a politician awaiting results on election night, with the polls predicting a landslide victory for him. Little does he know that everything is about to change for the worse for him and Yocasta, his devoted mother and wife. Oedipus is adapted and directed by Robert Icke. It is a commercial venture with big-name producers Sonia Friedman, Sue Wagner, John Johnson, and Patrick Cotullo all attached. Performances are expected to begin in November at Studio 54. Exact dates will be revealed in due time. In the spring of 2026 at Studio 54 will be a revival of The Rocky Horror Show, marking the first time that the beloved sci-fi spoof has been seen on Broadway since 2000. The rock and roll musical follows a newly engaged couple who find themselves at the mansion of a transvestite scientist and get sucked into his latest experiment after their car breaks down in the rain. The iconic score and book are by Richard O'Brien. This revival will be directed by Sam Pinkleton, who is currently represented on Broadway by O. Mary. The full cast and creative team will be revealed later, as will exact dates. And also in the spring of 2026, Fallen Angels will be staged at the Todd Haymes Theater. Last seen on Broadway in 1956, Noelle Coward's Comedy of Manners follows two women with a shared ex-lover. The women will be played in this production by Rose Byrne and Kelly O'Hara. Byrne appeared in the 2014 revival of You Can't Take It With You. O'Hara is a Broadway veteran and Tony winner, last seen last year in Days of Wine and Roses. Scott Ellis will direct. He is also currently the interim artistic director of Roundabout Theater Company. Full casting and exact dates will be announced later. Following the expected closure of Pirates the Penzance musical this coming June 22nd, the Todd Haymes will be closed for renovations. The New York Times reports it will include a restoration of the interior and an upgrade to the bathrooms, elevators, and seats. The venue will reopen to the public with Fallen Angels. For more information on the upcoming 25-26 season, visit roundabouttheater.org. The Picture of Dorian Gray, starring Sarah Snook, has just announced its digital lottery and in-person Rush policy. Free lottery entries will be accepted the day before a performance at rush.telecharge.com. Winners will be drawn at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., and each winner can purchase up to two tickets for $49 each. Rush, also $49, will occur the day of a performance upon the Music Box Theater's daily box office opening. Tickets are first come, first serve, and pending availability. The Picture of Dorian Gray begins previews March 10th before a March 27th opening at the Music Box. It is set to run through June 15th. And finally today, Broadway is currently being represented on the current season of The Amazing Race. Carson McCallie, a young performer who appeared in 2019's The Inheritance, gets to race around the world with his best friend Jack Dodge. The winning pair receives $1 million. McCallie and Dodge are one of 14 teams to be racing for the iconic show's current 37th season, hosted by Phil Keegan. The Amazing Race airs Wednesdays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS and streaming on Paramount+. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.